Hey, welcome to Outside the Box, where we are as biased toward outside-the-box thinking and proud of it. Today's topic is subjective objectivity. One form of binary thinking, it's got to be either this or that, mentioned in a previous Outside the Box, is between being objective in our thinking and public statements or being subjective. But the goal of being objective about just about anything is really impossible to achieve. That's because everything, and I mean everything, we view and talk about is seen through our own lens of beliefs, experiences, and attitudes. Even something as simple as 1 plus 1 equals 2 includes a point of view and sometimes is shown to be false. Nothing, I repeat, nothing is completely objective. Historian Howard Zinn's short article entitled Objections to Objectivity argues that history is not at all an objective and unvarnished listing of facts. In reality, it's just the opposite. Which so-called historical facts are chosen and which are not can tell varied stories and lead to different, sometimes completely opposite, conclusions. Zinn uses the example of a miner strike in Ludlow, Colorado in 1913-14. For decades, the event was lost to history, a sordid but forgotten incident, which, according to the author, was left out because it didn't conform to historians' interpretation of the United States as a classless society that progressed thanks to corporate capitalism. Bitter labor disputes resulting in suffering and death for thousands of workers and their families just didn't fit into the storyline. Zinn sees history in any story or presentation of so-called facts or truths as a listing of priorities. This is important and that isn't. One interpretation is given top billing and another is less emphasized or left out entirely. 10 people viewing an event would describe it in at least 10, and maybe 11 or more, different ways. How can we call any of that objectivity? When talking about a situation or an event, historical or current, do we mention who is involved, describe certain traits about them like skin color or gender, where it took place, and especially why it happened? Do we interpret what happened through our own lens, several lenses, or even lots of the perspectives involved? Whose story is told and whose is not? This is not to say we shouldn't tell as complete a story as we can, with as many of the truths as possible as we know them. We shouldn't hide or put a negative spin on truths that don't jive with our beliefs. But in the final analysis, we need to say what these truths mean in the context of our own values and beliefs. That means being upfront about our own prejudices rather than trying to hide behind the facade of objectivity. Even interpreting an event from several or many points of view doesn't make it objective. There are always more ways of seeing anything. So, calling a statement or story either objective or subjective is a false choice, I believe. It's always subjective because everyone can, and usually will, present it differently. We can think outside the box by taking sides, but being open about which side we're on. And we can expect or demand that others tell us which side they take as well. Do you think there are objective realities in this world? What sides and points of view do you take in describing facts to others? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to be open about my subjectivity and wanting others to be also.